Chapter 2. The Match and the Spark. Each summer, thousands of freshly qualified doctors graduate from medical school in the United States. The next step of their training involves being paired up with a teaching hospital where they can continue to learn their craft, a process that is referred to as residency. Deciding which doctors go to which hospitals involves a two-way matching process, in which both doctors and hospitals have their list of preferences, and the task is to match both parties up in such a way that everyone is pleased with the decision. Of course, this is easier said than done. Among both people and hospitals, some are more popular and in higher demand than others. In 1962, two American economists named David Gale and Lloyd Shapley set out to devise an algorithmic solution to just this conundrum. What they came up with was called the stable marriage problem, also known as the match. To explain the match, picture a remote island cut off from the rest of civilization. On this island, there live an even number of men and women of marriageable age. The problem asks that all of these people are paired up in what we might consider a stable relationship. To explain what is meant by stable, first allow me to explain what counters an unstable marriage. Suppose that two of the marriageable men on this island are named James and Rob, while two of the marriageable women are named Ruth and Alice. James is married to Ruth, although he secretly prefers Alice. Alice is married to Rob, but she secretly prefers James. Both, in other words, are already married to other people, but would be better off if they were matched together. It is not beyond the limits of our imagination to suppose that one day James and Alice will run off together, hence the lack of stability. The goal of the algorithm is to come up with a solution in which everyone is matched up in such a way that no couples exist that would rather be paired with a person other than with their respective partners. There are a few rules to consider before any actual matching takes place. At the start of the problem, every marriageable man and woman on the island is asked to compile a list of preferences, in which they rank every member of the opposite sex in the order in which they most appeal. James might list Alice first, then Ruth, then Ruth's friend Charlotte, and so on. Only men may propose to women, although women have the right to not only refuse to marry a particular man if they deem him a bad match,